Greetings in the name of Jesus, and welcome to the Words of Life program. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers support this radio effort with their prayers and contributions as we work to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a promise of power for us who believe that's found in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Paul wrote about this, and Brother David Johnson will tell us about this in the teaching today in his sermon. We will hear from Brother Johnson soon, but first we praise our Lord in song. Let's pray. Lord, you have seen us through many challenges this year, and we thank you that we can always rely on you. Bless us to always keep you first and as we move into the new year. Bless each spiritual effort that works for you. Help the sick and the discouraged, and especially bring convictions of faith that are needed. Godly people throughout the world are sharing the gospel as they face difficult challenges and opposition from Satan. Bless them with your peace. And Lord, help us to be watching for Jesus to come back. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present in sermon, Power for Us Who Believe.
Thank you for listening to this Words of Life radio broadcast as we share the Word of God, as we apply it to our lives, and as we witness its truths, its principles, promises, and prophecies to others. The title for the lesson is Power for Us Who Believe. And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Please listen to the Word of God. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms. This is the Word of God. May He add His blessing to the public reading of His Word. We all know that the world is consumed with power. Nations strive for technological power, like power plants and power grids and power machinery. Leaders of nations practice power politics. Consumers desire power drills and powerful hair dryers and power boats and even power lunches. In sports, there are power plays. Kids guzzle Powerade drinks while they watch Power Rangers. And so, as we Christians approach the year of our Lord 2021 and beyond, we should desire more spiritual and moral power. Physically, as we age, we'd be somewhat satisfied just to have the power to get out of bed. We all need more inner power, however, to just say no to the temptations that attack our weaknesses and moral failings. Even during this holiday season, we need more power over our appetites. Throughout the year, we need more power to control our tongues. We'd like more power to open our minds to God's will in our many decisions. We need brain power to know and remember God's many principles and promises to His people, His church, applying them to our lives. Consider 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. God has equipped us. All born-again baptized believers also have the indwelling Holy Spirit, leading, guiding, teaching, counseling, comforting, encouraging, and empowering us. That is, a divine person with power within us as born-again baptized believers, within us as effective and productive in our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? Since the Holy Spirit is Spirit, He can reside within the inner man, the inner woman, to influence, to impact us in godly ways. He indwells the very center and core of our being. Really? Consider the Galatian letter, chapter 4 and verse 6. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. It is part of the Holy Spirit's work to confirm to Christians our adoption as sons and daughters of God. In the scriptures, the heart refers to the innermost center of people. The heart is the center of the rational spiritual core of our being, including our intellect and our emotions. Therefore, as Spirit-indwelt believers, as we yield to and cooperate with the Holy Spirit, we can exercise and exert God's power in and through our lives. For example, consider Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. No law can mean when a Christian lives by the Spirit, exercising these godly virtues, he needs no external law. For the Holy Spirit's power can produce these virtues in and through us as we cooperate. Certainly, all Christians have need to grow, to mature in this coming new year and beyond, and with more consistent moral power. From love to self-control, we all need the Spirit's power to think, to talk, and to act in a more Christ-like manner. As Christians, we can love even those who are unlovable toward us. Jesus stated, "To love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. Well, someone would say, that's not natural. Exactly. That's why we need supernatural power by the Holy Spirit. This is doable as we yield and cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Jesus would never command us to love, even our enemies, if it were not possible. Jesus Christ never lies, nor would he ever deceive us. Believers have access to power to exercise all the virtues of godliness in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and more, because this is not an exhaustive list. For example, negative circumstances in this life can steal our happiness, make us sad, sorrowful, and sour. However, the Apostle Paul wrote, quote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice," end of quote, from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Meaning, in spite of our unhappy circumstances, we can shift our minds and hearts to joy, to rejoice by an act of our wills. Because no matter how bad things may get, in Christ Jesus, we are still saved, we're still heaven-bound. Still have a fabulous future one day with our Lord when there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain ever again. The Holy Spirit can equip us with more joy in this life now. We don't have to wait till heaven. Obviously, this is the fruit of the Spirit available now. He has the power with our cooperation that we may be less sour and experience more sweet joy. And that is not tied to circumstances, but instead is anchored in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit to be able to experience pure joy, even in unhappy circumstances. For example, salvation granted us by God's grace through saving faith gives us peace with God. However, the many pitfalls of this life can attack our ongoing sanctification and steal away at times the peace of God in our lives. But there is a remedy. There is power from the Holy Spirit in this also. Paul wrote, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. That's where the Holy Spirit indwells us and works in us as we yield to Him for more of the peace of God in our lives. Our problem is often that we try in our own strength to overcome our worries and concerns, which often fails and falls woefully short. Instead of peace, we sometimes panic. God offers us power to be more than conquerors and over and against that which comes against us, according to Romans chapter 8 and verses 31 through 39. And so it also is that the power of the Holy Spirit can exercise more patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we cooperate, if we yield and surrender to the Holy Spirit and His power in us and through us. If we doubt or do not understand about this power within us by the Holy Spirit, consider what is clearly revealed by the Apostle Paul in our key text in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance to the saints, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms. This truth was written to the first century AD Ephesian church, and by extension and application, also true for us believers today in His church. Christ's universal 21st century church has the same exact power available, the same exact Holy Spirit who does not change in His power, personality, or person. Notice carefully, in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18, Paul did not pray that God's power be given to them, but instead he prayed that they would, and that we today would, be enlightened, that is, made aware, yes, of the hope to which He has called you, yes, to the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, but also enlightened, that is, made aware, in verse 19, of His incomparably great power for us who believe. Meaning, that power is already within us by the Holy Spirit indwelling us. We don't have to pray for the power to be given to us. We need to be enlightened that it is available to tap into now and beyond. And how potent, how powerful is that power? It's as potent as the power to raise the dead, even Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20. And that is almighty, omnipotent power, all-powerful. It's our responsibility, however, to turn on the switch, so to speak. That is, to yield, to surrender to the Holy Spirit, to live by the Spirit, not by the flesh, not in our own feeble power. So once we are regenerated, born again, we already possess all the spiritual resources and power we need. It's up to us to let God's power flow and flourish in and through us. Consider this illustration. A family was visiting the Grand Coulee Dam in the state of Washington, in the northwest of the United States. When they arrived, they were surprised to see that the visitor center was dark. It was a sunny day, so they thought perhaps the center had tinted dark windows. However, as they approached the center, they realized no lights were on. They were able to enter the center, but none of the lighted displays worked. It soon became obvious that there was no power to the center. Due to a technical difficulty, the visitor center that sat only a few hundred feet from a massive hydroelectric dam had no power. Ironic, isn't it? How could something be so close to a tremendous power source and not be empowered? Well, that can also be the regenerated Christian's problem regarding spiritual and moral power. We all have a tremendous power source really close, even within us, the Holy Spirit, who is all-powerful. However, sometimes we try to live more by our own power, our own abilities and resources, rather than by the Spirit. Or worse, we can grieve and or quench the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. Instead, we need to endeavor to live by the Spirit, plugged into His persuasion and power. We all equally have the Holy Spirit. All Christians, all born-again Christians, equally have the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit does not equally have each of us. Consider Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 20 through 21. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Notice all generations, not just the first century apostolic generation of the church. And so that includes us also as Christ's 21st century church, and not just corporately, but also individually as born-again baptized believers. Our yieldedness brings glory to God, which is the chief end of humankind. Let us all yield more and let God's power flow in and for us who believe to be more pleasing to God in the fruit and gifts of the Spirit in 2021 and beyond. Do you have Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord? Have you received Him? Are you saved? Do you know for sure? Do you need to rededicate yourself? Have you obeyed the gospel in water baptism, being immersed into Christ? Have you done these things? Today is the day of salvation that can be true for you, or for rededication as we begin a new year in the Lord.
What a blessing it is to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. If you are not yet a Christian, it would be a great blessing to begin the new year by becoming a Christian. The Bible shows us the way to be a Christian. You must first believe. You must have faith in Jesus. The book of Acts illustrates that believers also repented of their sins, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were immersed in water baptism. If we can help you in your decision, please contact us. You may receive a free CD of this and last week's program by asking for program 2052. That's 2052. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing them all.